Hi, hello guys. How are you doing? Welcome to Silly Things. This is Adan Prasad. And hope you guys are doing well in your quarantine periods. You might be thinking about doing some productive things. Of course, you are doing a productive thing, but recently you are silly things. Well, not exactly, but it's kind of productive, right? You are entertained. What else you need? And today I'm going to speak about the problems faced by a group of people which has been neglected by the mankind in the history. No one ever speaks about it. So I found this really irritating because I am one of them. So I started sharing it on my podcast. Today I'm going to speak about the problem faced by lean guys or skinny people. Yeah, you heard it right. There are many problems faced by lean guys and skinny people. So I listed out some of them and I like to share it with you. The first problem, to all the lean guys out there, you must have surely heard this all through your lifetime, and that is, wind will take you away. You will disappear. That's what they say. But being a science student, I assure you, don't worry, wind will not take you away. So you don't need to worry about it. And then what will you do? The fun fact is, you will eat about 20 times a day, and even then you won't get fat or something like that. We can't do anything about it, guys. Just neglect that. And the next problem is, every time you buy a belt or a wristwatch, you have to put some extra holes to really fit, to have a really fit into it. So being a student, I find it really difficult to put holes on belt. So I ask my dad for some help, which is also a really embarrassing situation. But what to do? You have to put some belt right, otherwise your pant will go down. And then whenever in a family gathering or in a function, when there is no other topic, the topic of your thinness is the main topic on that day. Yeah. And then whenever I go to my relative's house, they'll ask me, how thin you have become? Are you eating well? Father, my father will come to my support. He just got taller. He's the same. And then being a science student, I get overreacted and I started explaining about the Poisson's ratio, about how if you stretch a rubber band, it gets more thinner the more you stretch it. My uncle, who has been listening for my whole 2 minutes, would turn to my parents and say like, he's still weird, isn't he? Well, we can't say anything about him. So that's the main thing. And the next problem is in traveling. Whenever in traveling with family members, especially with friends, you don't feel much like this, what I'm about to say. During the family traveling with the relatives, you'll always be made to sit on someone's lap. If you ask why, your uncle will come and say, Arun, you have to make room for someone. And that's really irritating, of course, and mostly embarrassing. So, and the next problem is, whatever clothes you buy, it won't be fit to you. It will look as if oversized for you. And to all the lean guys out there, I am just giving a wild guess that by this time, you will have a tailor who perfectly knows your size. Yeah, because we guys only grow in y-axis and not in x-axis, right? That's the sad thing. And the next thing faced by lean guys is, if you buy a regular clothes and put it on, it will be oversized. Yeah, in between white oversized, you will look even more thinner, and your parents doesn't even get it. Every time when they take you to shop, they'll always tend to buy oversized clothes, and your mom will say, he'll grow, what else can we do? I have faced the situation many times. And the last thing, I feel that most lean guys are up to is, that is a sport. If you are a student, it will be okay. But that is a sport. In schools and colleges, there you will be the most favorite opponent. Yeah, that's right. Can you guess a sport? Yeah, of course, it's arm wrestling. why not? You'll be the most favorite apple because you can be easily beaten off. And people want to show them as strong. They don't realize that you are weak. We are weak. Sorry. And so you tend to like avoid physical fights, which is a good thing actually. So I don't think it has a problem. And the problem with lean guys is how much ever you try to gain weight, you can't even gain weight. You don't know why. People will be talking about how to reduce weight, they'll be searching it, but you will Google how to gain weight. That's a thing. And for you, even if you do one push-up, all the nerves in your hands will go up and you'll be like, I've done a massive workout today. And to all the lean guys out there, don't worry guys, we'll beat the back and we'll get some fat. That's nothing to laugh but I put this in edit, it's okay. So hope you guys like my podcast, and if you have any suggestion or any more problems you face as a lean guy, go straight into Instagram and in the search bar type Silly Things Podcast, and the first account that appears will be our account. So you can get there and message me anytime you want, and you can also give feedback and suggestions about my podcast, how can I improve myself, something like that. And don't forget to follow my podcast if you like it, of course. Otherwise, you won't. I know it's not that big matter. So I think we'll keep this short so that you can do some other productive things. And for the lean guys out there, don't lose hope. You will always have time. Thank you guys. See you next time.